And welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 345. I vaguely remember when it was it 1, 2, 3 and then 2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
And now
three, four, five.
Oh, how are we all doing?
Jonathan says I wasn't really first. I was first when I wrote first. And now Jonathan says, hey, Tony, and Tony's nowhere to be seen. Oh, now he is.
Yeah, things come in a weird order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got Jonathan down as first, but he put yo. Yo.
Well, if you put yo, then that's like...
It's like...
It's not cheating.
No, it's putting a towel over the back of the chair,
mate. He's typing two characters.
Well, he's better than one. Leave him be. Jonathan can do whatever he likes. Congratulations, Jonathan. You were first. Mike just thought he was. Hello, Tony. Hello, Paul. I heard things, rumblings down under with Facebook again.
Yes, they're all friends again now.
Oh, bless.
Yes. All friends.
Never quite understood the problem in the first, but never mind. Paul can explain it. Hello, Kim. How are you feeling? 24-hour question. How are you feeling? We've got pictures of Boris all over the front of today's papers. Just for a change.
There's a reason to keep away from them.
Well, is it me or did Boris look a little bit rough yesterday? I mean, more rough than usual. You know what Boris is like for looking rough. But I swear this one was more rough than usual. Let me get my cloud app up. My clouds, and I'll put the one off the front of the Times, which is just quite scary. If you can imagine this with clown makeup on, it's terrifying. There you go, that's the one off the front of the Times. I mean, he's smiling, but and he's lost weight, but he does look like an unmade bed, doesn't he, bless him?
Yeah.
I don't think Boris owns a comb. That one's just quite frightening. Not quite as frightening as one that I reposted on Facebook from 4 years ago. And this one does make me laugh every time. Every year it comes up and reminds me.
I saw that one.
Oh, I just love it. I do. It's one of the best things I ever post. Let me get a copy of it. All right. I've got the copy of it, but it won't make any sense. You know, I can put it up on Cloud app, but it isn't going to make any sense without the caption, because the caption said, I'm not sure what's more scary here, the unfortunate juxtaposition of the London Fashion Week headline and that photo, or the idea of Boris out jogging in his boxer shorts. Now, he has lost a lot of weight since this photo, but I'll put in the caption, right, and then I'll put in the picky. The picky's definitely worth seeing. It really is definitely worth seeing. Today I reposted it in port and to think this man's Prime Minister now. And I definitely remember this day last year when we were in lockdown, were we? I remember mentioning it last year when we'd started Marooned, but clearly not this day. Oh, Kim says her arm's really sore, but all doing very good. Went to Costco for monthly groceries. You say you're doing just fine. Excellent, excellent. If Jonathan says, if the end were in sight, I wouldn't want the last image I saw to be that. No, no, Jonathan, I totally appreciate that. What gets me is when that, I mean, either of those pictures are scary, but the one in the boxer shorts... I remember at the time, so it's 4 years ago, there was when Theresa May was Prime Minister, she went to a meeting with the Scottish woman, Nicola Sturgeon, and the papers were just the legs have it, and they were just focusing on who had the best legs. Well, to be honest, they both look fantastic. So there's nothing to talk about. But if either of them had turned up looking like that, the Boris outrunning one, can you just imagine? If that was a woman, they would be crucified. Absolutely crucified. But it does make me giggle when it says the top trends from London Fashion Week with a picture of Boris underneath it. They must have known what they were doing when they did that. Oh, Tony was wondering yesterday where all the MPs in the House are getting their haircuts from. Still have wives and hairdressers. Well, clearly Boris, probably not. It's just scary, isn't it?
Right, I'll go and play with the dog.
Is she in a mood?
Lola.
She's in a mood because she didn't get out, did she? It was raining and she doesn't like it raining.
Do you want to come and play?
Come on.
Good girl.
Good grief, she's just lapped Mike and he only had to move 2 feet. Jonathan had a sore arm as well. It goes after 24 hours. What kind of sore arm are we talking? Are we talking like a localised thing around where the injection site was? Or are we talking like, you know, a whole achy arm? Like you might have slept on it funny and the whole arm is aching. Just so I know, we need to know these things. You guys that are going well before us need to know. Not a sniff here of anything. Boris says we're all going to be sorted by June. We haven't even had an invite yet. So I doubt we will, but never mind. It doesn't matter, does it? Kim says, I still say he looks like Bill Clinton in the boxer jogging photo. He's lost a lot of weight. He has. What's quite interesting is, you don't particularly, because it's been done over such a long period of time, I think that was when he decided to get a bit fitter. You don't really notice, but you put the two photos next to each other and he has lost a lot of weight. So fair play to him. But it's just, you know, that picture, one, you realise, don't you, that you've not seen him smile for a while when you look at the one on the Times thinking, whoa, that's scary. And then the hair, which is just like he's been plugged in the mains, bless him. But, you know, I'd rather have somebody like that who clearly didn't give a toss what they look like than somebody who's preening all the time and not actually doing a job. So I'm not going to criticise him for his hair, but good grief. Kim's whole deltoid is sore. Oh. Jonathan had his in his non-dom arm. That sounds kinky, Jonathan. I'm liking that. It did hurt you. Wouldn't need to. Hello, Anthony. Had it in my dominant arm, so you've been moving it a lot. Do you know, I hadn't even thought about that. I thought most of them over here put it in the left automatically. But I must admit, I'm in good company here, friends, so I can say this. But the more I see of this, I think they're taking like cameras into the vaccination centres. So when you get there, you know what to expect. You know, you've seen it on the TV. But every time I do, I just break out into a cold sweat at the stupid things they're doing. Like having everybody sitting in chairs and then swapping chairs. Like it's some kind of child's party with Pass the Parcel. That freaked me out. Then there was the, can you fill this in? And it's on a clipboard and they're giving you a clipboard. You know, it's not sanitary to give you a clipboard. But the worst was when they actually went into like the little isolation booths where they're actually giving you the jab, to see people just, the people giving it, just like rip your sleeve up or pull like the neck of a shirt down so they can get to it. And there's somebody's bra on display. And I'm thinking, do they know they're on TV? It's so unseemly. I can't be doing with it. That is what freaks me out. That kind of, you are a slab of meat. You are not a human being. That's what gets me. But that's just me. The actual shot didn't hurt at all. Oh, that's good to know. Most of the time it does with me. But I'll wait and see. Probably a long time, the way it's going. What else has been going on here? Oh, complete ructions. Oh, if you were here overnight, you would all have learnt new words. Right, I'll start with the sad, sorry tale. The sad, sorry tale started early January. And it would have been, let's have a look at my calendar. Oh, and the thing that was broken in my mail client yesterday, fixed today. There you go. Just ignore it for long enough and, you know, fixes itself. Right, it was January the 1st, yes, because it was a Friday, which meant we had a marooned and then we went straight into an after hours. On the Saturday, we would have had a marooned and straight into by request. So by the Sunday, I was 2 days behind. And the 2 days I was behind are the worst 2 days, because Saturday I have to duplicate the file and then edit Marooned out of it. So it was also like the beginning of the year and stuff, and our last few days holiday. So I got behind. So I am shockingly behind now processing the Marooned shows into the feed. But they are coming. Fear not. They are coming. So overnight, I thought I'll process the audio, which is only half the job. So that was that. Processed all of the audio. I thought, excellent. Then I thought, right, I'll just post one and make sure everything's working. Now, I stopped processing this first week in January. But this machine, the new machine's been sat on the desk since before Christmas. So I knew I'd processed something on here. Should have been really simple, shouldn't it? So with all the files there, because Tracy's running out of Marooned episodes. Never thought we'd hear that day, did we? With all of that done, I gets up the app that I do it with. So I create the wrapper for the first extra show. Everything's fine. No problems at all. Pulls it through, gets all the meta in, everything's fine. Then it says there's an update to the app. So I read the thing, and basically it was saying that Apple have changed the syntax that you need. And if you install this update, they will do it for you. Night, Jonathan. They will rewrite this RSS feed. So I thought, fair enough. Yeah, it's got to be done. It's got to be done. Not an issue. So I updated it. Then went back into it. And then I had this activity window appear. Never seen before in my life. And I'm looking at it. Uploading, downloading, uploading, downloading. I thought, well, I'll let you get on with it. You just get on with it. So I'd done this show and I clicked publish. And I thought, Tracy will be thrilled. One more show. Getting there. Getting there. And it said, login denied. I thought, pardon? How can the login be denied? Because this was working not 4 weeks ago. Well, it's not working now. So I thought, what have they done with it? What have they done with it? So played around for a while. No joy. So then I had to put a missive together for Mike in the morning. Now, I did know that the hosting company were doing something, but didn't have any details of it. So I put all this thing together for Mike, for him to sort it out. He deals with hosting and stuff like that. Well, I'm sure Kim will remember, because she said something about it at the time. Do you remember when all the FTP accounts needed to be recreated? Like all 362 of them, because they had upgraded their system. So they come in with this fantastic thing that says, yay, look, free upgrade. And then in the tiniest print underneath, you may need to check your FTP accounts, by which they mean recreate the whole flaming lot. So that had happened again. We've got three accounts. Two accounts had been done. Third account must have been done in the last few days, which meant no FTP access. There was no help to tell you what you were supposed to do. Did you need to recreate? Did you need to change? Nothing. So I thought, you know what? Walk away. Walk away. Leave them to it. So I thought, I'll just put everything down for Mike. So he gets up and Mike starts dealing with it. Yeah, bad words were said from him as well. Whole lot needed redoing again. So what we've had to do, and it's like, well, at least this is the last time. But we thought, well, look, we've done this twice. We knew this one was coming. It was just a matter of when. So we'll just configure this one exactly the same as all the others. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? No, this is configured totally differently. Mike's just sat there scratching his head. He's great at the website side of stuff, but it's kind of mingled at the minute with, imagine that we've put a document on the site and you need to go to mattbytes.fm/document/my file. That's the address you want to type in to get to it. But it doesn't look like that on the back end. It's got this folder in the middle of it called public_HTML. Now, I know through my networking stuff that it's got a canonical name on it and stuff, because when I did my Microsoft Certified System Engineer stuff, I needed to pass two exams in TCP/IP, pure TCP/IP, which is the protocol that drives the internet. Mike looked at the networking books and decided it wasn't for him. Seriously, which I think is a very mature decision to make. Like my mother, she said, I'm not cut out to drive. It wouldn't be safe, so I'm not going to drive. And Mike had a go at the networking and decided, you know what? I just don't like it. So I said, well, don't do it then. And that's why I do the networking. So then I've got to try and explain to him from a web hosting perspective why we've got this like folder in the middle of it and why it isn't in the address. And then we have to start discussing canonical names, and his eyes glaze over. So, yeah, that was great fun. Great, great fun. We've managed to get one site fixed, but there's no help. So either you open a ticket, and I'm not allowed to open a ticket. It's my account. But the last time I did, this woman had in her profile. So it said, like, your technical consultant. And then it said profile. I love knitting. And I said to Mike, I can't deal with this woman. I know I'm not going to be able to deal with this woman. She likes knitting. Who puts that on a technical profile? Really? So Mike had to deal with it. It didn't end well. It ended in a slanging match between me and her. And then afterwards, she just like, well, that's it. You know, I'm not doing it. I mean, I was reasonable. When I say slanging match, I was reasonable. But I'm like, well, why can't I do that? And you've changed this. How do I do that? And she just had enough. So then this thing came up that said, you know, rate your interaction. Oh, I thought, jolly good. Sit down, feet up. Ripped her a new one in it. 2 minutes later, had the head of support getting onto me, wanting to make it right. So then I got somebody who didn't knit and knew exactly what they were doing. And it was all fixed in 2 minutes. Why you have to have, you know, somebody on the front line like that, I have no idea. But clearly they did. So it didn't end well. So I said to Mike, you can take over that. I've not got no bandwidth for that kind of behaviour. So we've got one sorted out. But the way we had to do it was literally trial and error. And the configuration on account number two, not the same as account number one. So I guess they could change it again at any point. We're now looking at alternatives, because otherwise I'm going to go mad. I'm absolutely going to go mad. So Anthony says, it's a bit like when you go and have a blood test. It's amazing how many people get into the room with the big coats and loads of layers on. They're getting through them at an alarming rate. That's what I'll say. But I think we're due the end of April. I believe it when I say it. And we certainly don't get a choice of what we get. You get what you're given. But with these dates that have been announced, I don't know if Kim's aware of these dates. But the dates are the 8th of March, the children are going back to school. The 29th of March, the rule of six returns. God, it's like the sign of four with Sherlock Holmes, isn't it? The rule of six. So people from up to six households allowed to meet outside. But I thought that was two households, six people. So that might be wrong. The 12th of April. Yay! Our anniversary. What is it this year? 29 years. All shops, including hairdressers, allowed to reopen, and pubs allowed to serve alcohol outside. Staycations permitted, but only for one household. 17th of May. Groups of up to 30 can meet outdoors and two households indoors. Theatres and other venues can reopen. Foreign travel may resume. And by the 21st of June, that's it. It'll all be sorted. And I thought, I'm not fathoming that at all, because we're not supposed to have the jabs finished till the end of July. But, you know, Boris has got backbenchers to please. What's the rule of six? The rule of six is six people from two households, or no more than two households, can meet. Is it indoors or out? Let me have a look. Outside. So six people from two households can meet in a garden. That's it. I totally agree with you. I can't see that happening either. Oh, I'm glad you like the bear with the arm. It was in a little sling. I can't believe that. I put in it, you know, it's like it's a gift, which means don't put the bill in the box. And it said, do you want to put a note with it? And I said, yes. So I typed up this message to Kaz. didn't arrive with the message. So I had to screenshot the page, the order page, which had the note on it, put an arrow on it and highlight it, and then send that to Kath and say that's what it should have said. Oh, Amazon, like I put in the chat, they had one job. Mind you, at least they got it there. So there you go. Are our cases going down? Yes, they are. Alarmingly so. But the thing is, and if you're from the UK, obviously I'm not including you in this, but the majority of the people in the UK are card-carrying thick. The cases are probably going down because there is a national lockdown. But the second they say, oh, you can walk a child to school, there'll be a market in people buying children so they can get out of the house. As soon as there's one chink in it, everybody will start going out. And they're not careful. This wouldn't be a problem if people were careful, but there is a large element card-carrying stupid. So I really think what will happen from the 8th of March is there'll be like a mini peak. I don't think it will go back up to what it was. There'll be a mini peak. And then I don't know what Boris will do with all his figures and his stats and all the rest of it. Renee says, here in Holland, curfew is still on, but the hairdressers and contact jobs can reopen. Madness. I think worse than hairdressers, because usually with a hairdresser, they're kind of behind you, aren't they? Is nail bars. And I know a lot of the ladies that I know that do have their nails done, and I don't, I do my own. Why is it dangerous? It's utterly ridiculous. And I'm thinking, because you're face to face and you're talking, you know. I mean, if they were done behind, like if there was a glass screen between you, I mean, I'd like a brick wall. I did have my nails done once. They were touching me. Didn't enjoy it at all. So I do my own. I do also do my own hair, don't I? I just don't like other people, basically. I'm in my space. Actually, I'm all right if you... I've got this kind of radar. You know, like Fingers Kenny. No, not in the Circle of Trust isn't Fingers Kenny. But, you know, I'm fine with Chidge. I'm fine with most of the Catanians. I'm fine with Rachel, Nina, Kath, Kaz, Lisa, Joe, you name it, I'm fine. But there's just this kind of antenna that I've got. And I set eyes on Fingers Kenny and I said to Mike, oh, watch him. And Mike said, why? I said, he's going to be one of these crooners that can't keep his hands off the ladies. And Mike said, not in this climate, you know, not with the Me Too movement. He'd literally not finished the first line of his song and he's hands on. Mike's looking at him like, you disgusting man. Oh, Renee bites his own nails, no problem there. Oh, to be marooned is the best. Do you know, it's been fun. It's been amazing, amazing fun has marooned. You know, I look at what goes on here and some of the stuff in the States. I mean, some of the stuff that Kim has shared would just curl your hair in terms of organising things or not. more often not. Because we have like a vision here of like, oh, yes, America's got everything sorted. Let's just do what they're doing. And Kim's like, no, don't do that. So it's been amazing fun to share it all, because otherwise you're looking at the papers thinking, 21st of June. Yeah, not happening, Boris. Not if you've not finished the vaccination programme. And plus the fact they've done fabulously with the vaccination programme. Why risk it now? For the want of another 5 weeks, why allow everything? Because what they're saying is not even social distancing. So as far as Boris is concerned, the 21st of June, we're going back to exactly where we were before all this started. But not everybody will have had even their first jab, much less their second. Is he card-carrying insane as well? 24th of February. I remember that, Renee. You've only got another day, just one day. Kim likes doing her own nails. Don't know if their instruments have been properly sterilised. Did you see that episode of Grey's Anatomy? Terrified me, that. It was a girl who turned up, I think, through like your ED, isn't it? And she had just a pain in her arm. And it was important that she got this looked at because she was a violinist. And they didn't really know what to do with it. I think there was some umming and ahhing about whether they dealt with it straight away or not. And I think they took a decision to leave it a little bit and see how it went. And it went worse. And it turned out they did track it back to a manicure that she'd had. And then it crept up the arm more, and she ended up losing the arm. And she was a violinist, only not anymore, she wasn't. And I'm like, can that happen? OMG. So I was like, no. In fact, I get panicked if I, you know, like you break a nail. I broke a nail the other day and it broke quite low. And I'm like, get that in some antiseptic. I'm now paranoid after this program. This country's triumphs throughout this has come from the NHS, not the government. Absolutely, Tony. Absolutely. I mean, the government did give funding, I think, for the research. But, you know, it's basically been the researchers, AstraZeneca, Pfizer and the NHS who've kept this going. And not even like the NHS as an organisation, but the individual people within it. I remember there was one lady at the beginning and she put her children either with a partner or her mother for 4 months, which is horrific when they're babies. I think one of them was about 2 or 3. That's such a long time. And all she could do was see them through the window. It's those personal sacrifices, not the government, you're quite right. I mean, most of the government caught it, for crying out loud. Oh, that picture of Boris smiling is just scary. Anthony says there have been things done well and the breakthroughs are thanks to the NHS. I just hope it makes... I mean, when they say, you know, 21st of June, we're going to go back to where we were, I thought, I hope we don't. I hope... I mean, it's not going to happen. They're quite right. People will just go back to where they were because the majority of people just seem to be inherently selfish or stupid, one or the other, or both. I mean, they've said, because it was mentioned that, you know, the restrictions will be eased to whatever degree, holidays are now being booked and they're off the scale. And I thought, and the next thing will be, it all goes to heck in a handcart and June becomes December and then it's, I can't get my deposit back. Well, why don't you just wait a bit to see if it's wise to book a holiday? But people don't. The first sign of it, and they're there. And I just looked at these dates and I thought, they're more of a punt than something he's prepared to stake his life on. And maybe they'll work and maybe they won't. I really don't know. Kim says you'll still be masking through 2022. Well, that's another thing. This business of the 21st of June, no masks. 21st of June, as far as the government are concerned, that's it. We're back to where we were, say, October 2019. Nothing. There's going to be no restrictions whatsoever. And, you know, if you see somebody out in a mask, people will be laughing at you. And I thought, I've had a blissful, what is it now? Almost a year, where I haven't even had so much as a sniffle. And honestly, every couple of months, he was like, oh, I think I've got a cold. And you start fighting it off with vitamin C and stuff. Probably because, I mean, if you just went out shopping, you'd probably be okay. But, you know, at church, you are shaking hands with people. You are doling out the host, the wine, the hymn books. You're singing together. It's now I'm beginning to look at it thinking, do you know what? I really don't need that because it costs me time doing my job. If I can't speak, I can't do my job. I could do some recordings, but I walk and talk at the same time. So a lot of people don't. A lot of people say it's just that's too much for them. To me, it would be worse to try and match the audio with the video at a later date. So it's easier to walk and talk. Plus the fact if you got into a workflow where you did the video first and then you did the audio, or you did the audio first and then you did the video. How on earth are you supposed to do it live? You can't say, hang on a minute, this is what I'll do and then afterwards I'll explain it. So to me, you might as well walk and talk at the same time, but you can't do that if you can't speak. What mischief are you up to? Are you cleaning your paws? You've been out in the garden, haven't you? So they're full of mud. Now she's twitching her ears, so she knows I'm right. You have to let Siri do the talking for you. Do you know, Mike was looking up something on YouTube a good while back, maybe like 18 months ago, and he finds a video on it and he taps play and Siri starts speaking. Not our Siri, the voice on the video on YouTube was Siri. because the person doing the video did not want to speak. Which I do find a bit strange, but I can understand if English isn't their first language and they don't feel confident in it. But it was just so bizarre to sit listening to Siri teaching Mike Excel. Mike said he just couldn't take it seriously. Oh, but it was fun to listen to. Fun to listen to. Ah, Tracy, that's just where you're wrong. So good evening to you. 292. Do a refresh, Tracy. Go on, do a refresh. You've missed in this episode the sad, sorry tale of what's happened. I'm hoisted by the petard of my software at the moment, but give it a refresh and tell me what number it's up to. That way I'll know if it's working or not. So you are at, let me have a look. You are reaching the end of 292. Oh, well, there should be enough there for tomorrow, as long as it comes through. Give it a refresh. Kick the feed. It's all been a sad, sorry tale, hasn't it, folks? Of the FTP going yet again. However, I have every episode up to last night processed and ready to go. So that will be another 49 episodes to come. I just need to get them in the feed. But they're all processed, all ready to listen to. So tell me what number it's up to when you kick it. Right. I'm going to be wearing masks forever, I've decided. In fact, I think I should get a helmet, a proper thing. You know, one of those like off a sci-fi movie. Like a big, I don't even know what you call them. Like a hazmat suit. Yeah, that's what I need. So, Anthony says, trouble is Boris says all this stuff, but he's not explained it to the virus. That's very true. The virus is going to outwit Boris. Ooh! Do we have a Kim-approved dentist? I do believe we do. Oh. Shall we pour?
Pour. Give me pour.
There's a good girl.
That's a very, very good girl. She was lay in a prone position, but still managed to give me a paw. Right, so where were we? Yeah, the virus could mutate and these imbeciles going abroad for a holiday. I mean, it's not like, couldn't you just do a staycation for once and help businesses out that have been shut down? That'd be nice of you. But no, you need to take our virus over to Spain and potentially cause problems over there or Greece or wherever the heck you're going. And then bring back variants from over there, over here, mix them all together and we'll all be back in masks and lockdown by Christmas. Genius. Total genius. So, yeah, I agree with you. He's not told that to the virus. It's a punt. These dates are just like, oh, well, that's a Monday. We'll pick that one. We'll pick that one. So Tony says NHS staff have been threatened with disciplinary reaction if they get a second vaccination before they're told they can have it. The medical staff know the science behind the dates for the second jab. Well, I've always said from the beginning, Tony Blair was the first one to be sabre-rattling over that. More people could have the jab if they only had one, but you're supposed to have two. And Pfizer have come out and actually said, because when Pfizer didn't say anything, the UK quacks were saying, oh, yes, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. 12 weeks is fine. Until in the end, Pfizer came out and said, no, it won't. It should be 3 weeks, maximum 6 weeks. Pfizer have actually said that. And the government have said nothing. You can't. We're sticking with the science. We're following the science until it doesn't suit. And then they're just making it up as they go along. There you go. Tracy's hair clipper fingers are twitching and Boris's hair. Boris's hair, well, it's in a postcode of its own, isn't it, Tracy? Daft Punk has stopped. I could borrow their helmets. Well, if they're going, yeah, why not? I definitely need to do something. I'm not comfortable mixing with... I just think the virus will outwit us. Plus the fact, the other day they actually said, is it a H5N2... virus had passed from chicken to human in Russia. So the next thing will be a SARS outbreak. This isn't over. Nowhere near over. Can you imagine if it mutates and mixes with the SARS thing? Mind you, at least we're ready. We've got everything in place, haven't we?
True.
So we're all right if that happens. But, you know, no, nobody seems to be thinking that. It's just, let's book a holiday. No, let's not book a holiday, because that's really stupid. But that's what all people want, a holiday and a pint of beer in a beer garden. I mean, it's not as though it's like, oh, what was it called? When you couldn't have any alcohol in the States, a prohibition. It's not like that. You know, Tesco's will deliver it to the door. It's not that you're stopped from having or consuming anything you like. You just can't do it in a pub garden. Well, what's wrong with that? Drink it at home. But people just can't wait to get out. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm just thinking there'll be too many people pushing the rules too far and we'll be back where we started, because we've been here before. I know Boris has to publish something, but 5 weeks, he's going to take the brakes off 5 weeks before the vaccination thing's finished. We could, you know, if we've been in lockdown by that point, by 6 months, could we not just have another 5 weeks just to be absolutely sure? Maybe it will come to that. Maybe it won't. I don't know. Really don't know. Tracy says both her podcatchers are lying to her. They can only see up to 295. 296 is there. I'm telling you. Do you want to test it, Mike? Can you see 296 on some podcatcher or other? Because that was the last one that I published. So 296 is there. I think Tracy's just likes waiting till the next day to let you know it's there. But they're coming up slowly. There you go. Kim says they're giving her the second shot on schedule. That's great. That's not happening here. So yours might have been a little bit less organised and frantic as ours, but the second shot here is whenever. I mean, Kath had hers. Was it Christmas? About a week after Joe. So I think just before Christmas. And it's now the back end of February. No sign of the second one at all. And I think that was the Pfizer one. Renee said, love a holiday too, but I'm not going anywhere. Me neither. I can't imagine why. I mean, I know some people love sun and I don't. So clearly they might be wanting to. What is she doing with this thing here?
Licking.
Is this a foot or the floor? Why are you licking the carpet?
The crumbs.
Honestly, Lola. Yeah, holidays. Other people might like sun and, you know, you don't get much sun in the UK. But given the fact that if you are free enough to have a holiday in the UK, does the weather really matter when you made it through the global pandemic and over 120,000 in this country didn't? Do you really have to push it and go abroad? I can't understand it. I remember many years ago reading this story, and I know it's when I say a story, it's true. And I just thought it was horrific. And why would anybody do that? But it was a United player who had had an injury at the end of the season and had stitches. But the wife wanted to go on holiday. So the club physio arranged with him, gave him like notes and a date that these stitches need to be taken out. So he said to him, just go to the local hospital and give them the note and explain it. There'll be somebody who speaks English. So this bloke goes on holiday. I do believe it was Greece. And the appointed day comes and he takes his little letter from the club physio off to the local hospital. Gets through the door and thinks, this clearly isn't the hospital. Despite the fact it said, like, yeah, whatever the Greek is for hospital on the outside. And he stood there in the corridor just looking. I had no option because these stitches had to come out. Although, you know, why you don't take them out yourself like I did, I don't know. But stood there with his letter looking. And what had horrified him was this hospital looked like it was like pre-war. And I mean like pre-Waterloo. It just looked ancient. Down each side of every corridor, there was like a the bit that you walked on in the middle was fine, but down both sides of it... Oh, don't you start. Down both sides of it, there was like a sluice, I suppose. Like a grid drain bit. And every sort of 2 metres, there was a drain, and what was in it would drain away. But it wasn't water or condensation. There was blood in it all over the hospital. So that was like their drainage system. And he stood there with this letter, mortified. So in the end, he did get the treatment and he did get the stitches taken out. But he went back and he said, I'm never doing that again. And I thought, people go on holiday. And I know you can have accidents in the UK. My father was the worst one on holiday. There was an accident. He'd find it. We ended up in hospital many times. But if you go abroad, that, you know, unless you are as brilliant with languages as Tracy is, you might be able to make yourself understood and buy a cake, but trying to explain a medical thing, no. So there's going to be a language barrier there. There's also going to be how far your insurance covers you. You might need to come home. Does it cover you for that? I can't think of anything worse, because there are things that just happen, aren't there? That you didn't go out there with a medical condition, but you could have either had an accident or a medical emergency like an appendectomy or something that you need, which happened to a friend of ours, didn't it? She was actually on her honeymoon and had this medical crisis. Didn't go out with it, just had a medical crisis while she was there. And they couldn't understand what was going on at all. In the end, she flew home early just to get medical treatment. So there's that to think about as well. It's not just the virus, it's just standard stuff. Where you may end up needing an operation or something. And would you fancy it in conditions like that? Because no, not me. I know, Kim, it was shocking. Because, you know, I'm at the stage at that point, I must have been about 18, where I'm like, medical, no. And I'm reading this thinking, oh, why did you go? You know, I mean, I got an infection because I was in the unlucky bed, wasn't I? But anybody could get an infection in those circumstances. Even flying could cause a problem, you know, with the difference in air pressure. You've got an injury and you're a footballer. If that doesn't heal 1,000,000%, you're going to have a problem. You may never play again. I could not fathom for the life of me that that was a good idea. And then the description of it was enough to put me off hospitals abroad for life. And add to the fact I'd never make myself understood, would I? Unless it's sign language, it's probably not going to happen. Oh, now, Kim loved the weather in Scotland. I must admit, I love Scotland. They do have sunshine. It has been, no, not often, I'll grant you. But the weather is beautiful, as is the air pressure. It's just nice. What are you up to now? Oh, good grief. We've fallen flat here with She's the little feet fine. Hanging off the back. Oh, dear. No, I love Scotland. I really do love Scotland. But, you know, would I risk a holiday there this year? No. It wouldn't be fair on the people who live there. I could be bringing the Manchester variant because, oh, this is very close to Jonathan. I need to check with Jonathan, make sure...
Jonathan's gone.
I know. Let's just say it's nearer Jonathan than it is us.
It was kicking off at work.
Do you know, they need to promote him out of all this, you know. Right. For this to make any sense, you would need to know that there is an area of Manchester known as Strangeways. The actual area is known as Strangeways, which is a weird thing in the first place. But within that area, there is a prison. There's an outbreak of COVID inside the prison and in the surrounding area. How? That makes no sense. It makes sense that there would be an outbreak inside the prison or outside the prison, but unless it's airbound, the locals aren't necessarily visiting folks in prison, are they? That's just scary. Just scary. So now they've had to have mass testing. Is this Evening News site? This is our local paper. Wrapped up in MSN. So, yeah, that's not good. So if I decided I was going from Manchester to Scotland, that's not fair on the Scottish people. just in case, because you never know. There must be something in the air there. That actually looks quite nice, that picture of Strangeways. I can assure you the front of the building doesn't look like that. Let's have a look. See if I can find the old front of Strangeways. Strangeways Prison. Manchester. Is that the old-fashioned entrance? I think it is. I do believe it is. Let's drag that there, drag that up there. It's very old-fashioned, as you'll see it. That's the new wing. Must be the screws passing it on. Yeah, but you know, you'd think they didn't live in the local area. I just find that totally bizarre. Really do. Clearly, there's some crossover, but I don't know what on earth that could actually be. I've driven past it once, I think. Never been nearer than that, and I won't be visiting again. But like we said, it's quite close to young Jonathan, so he needs to be protected at all costs. But you just don't know whether you've got it or whether it would mingle with something. So just have some thought for other people. Right, you're up to 296. Excellent. I will have you up to a minimum of 300 within the next hour. And then I'm just going to work through the rest. I do think I have a smidgen of an issue with something that Mike's done. So we'll have a look at that. Your timings and my timings, not the same. Not the same. No. So we need to work that out. Just ignore how long it says it is, Tracy, because it could be lying until I've fixed it. But when you listen back to this show, you'll realise what a living nightmare it's been to actually try and get one show published, much less all the others.
Which one?
Hang on. Let me check. Well, look at 296 for a start, and let me look at 296 in the shows table. Right, 296 that Tracy's looking at. Right, 296. That one actually looks okay. So let me check 295. Oh, that one looks all right now as well. Maybe it's been lying to me again, Mike. Let me check this one. Yeah, no, that one's fine as well. Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. Right. In that case, the timing should be right, at least what's up there. I will check the rest as we go. But Mike read them in with some magic code, didn't you? Have you ever demoed that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the magic code that Mike has demoed.
Demoed it as part of the playlist generator.
And then what I needed to do was to get that into Notion. But the app that I use, which is called Feeder, and we're having the bit of a set to at the moment, Feeder and I, reads it in automatically. So it reads it in from the metadata. So basically it's coming from two different places. So I've just got to make sure that it matches. But Tracy picks up my mistakes, don't you?
If you... Let me
go on. If I
don't know yet. Hang
on. If I did what?
Hang on. Not you personally. One.
If one were to. Don't keep us in suspense.
Right. If one were to command an I on an MP3 file.
Yes.
It doesn't show one the duration, does it?
Yes, it does.
Where?
Ah, now. Where is the MP3 file?
On S3.
That's why it's not showing you. Oh. Only reads in the basic information. But if you were to put, if one were to put those files locally, one would see the duration.
Oh. Well, I was just going to make a point.
Go on, we're waiting with bated breath.
Well, in Windows Finder, File Explorer thingy.
Oh gosh, he's talking about Windows. Go on.
It shows the duration.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going to say it doesn't in the Mac.
Well, you would be lying to yourself, wouldn't you?
I would, wouldn't I?
It doesn't pick them up from S3. I don't think it does from Dropbox or OneDrive either.
Right.
But if the files are actually local, then it does. Why don't you drag one down? Put it... Now, don't put it on your desktop, because, you know, then iCloud gets involved.
Well, my desktop's on iCloud, isn't it?
Yeah, so put it somewhere else, like in your documents local.
Right.
And then bring up the properties window and just marvel at how long it is, with all the extra meta that you can see. Oh, Tracy, you found the 6061 snafu, didn't you? That was amazing, because I don't think I'd have found it. What I have to do is duplicate the last one, right? Because there's no templates in here, which is very, very annoying, considering it's the brand new version. And then I have to change like 19 different things. So literally, I need to change the title, the link, the date, the episode subtitle, the duration I can leave and read it in. But I do have to change the MP3 thing, and I have to change the description and the episode summary. So clearly something had gone awry with that one, and it had the old file in it because I hadn't changed it and you spotted it, which is excellent. So there might be plenty more of those coming up, just saying. Because when you get to 3, 4, 5, you'll realise it's been a total nightmare and a miracle that anything got published at all. On account of the fact we had no access to our FTP.
What duration do you get, just picking one at random here, for 301?
From where?
From Notion.
Right, 301 from Notion. Oh, it's like bingo, this. 1 hour, 2 minutes and 1 second.
That's what I get.
It's 1 second out, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It shows 10202 on the Mac and 10201 on Windows.
Look, it's in the ballpark.
And it's Windows that I'm running the magic beans from, because the Mac can't do the magic beans.
Look, if it's ballpark, I'm not going to be worried. If it says 57 minutes and 2 seconds and I think it's 3 seconds, I'm not bothered. But if it says like 4 hours 19, then something's gone wrong. So beyond that, I'm not bothered. Ah, no, see, Anthony's learned something there. Weird, when I look at an MP3 on a network drive, don't get the duration. When I copy the same drive to the file to the desktop, I get the duration and sample rate. Indeed. Exactly. This is what you are struggling with the whole of the time. Like, why should that make a difference? Because the meta is inside the file.
I learned something too. Windows is cheating us out of a second.
It's weird, isn't it? I've had exactly the same problem. You know, when I drag the shows in,
yeah,
the finished music shows, you drag it in and it says 0000. You press play and it will tell you how long the file is. And then I will take that and put it in the meta at the top. But if I right click on the file, which is on a local drive, it'll be a second out all the time. So it's more of an estimate.
Well, when we come to do our this is how many hours and minutes of content we put out, we'll just add a few seconds
just add a couple of minutes to it. Nothing's accurate enough, is it? Why can't everybody be as anal as I am and then it'd all be fine? I'm going to endeavour, Tracy, that there'll be no discrepancies, but given the day I've had, anything could happen. You could find that there's a Brooklands by request in there. I don't know. But there will be more coming up. There you go. Must be rounding up the time differently depending on which OS you're on. Or which... I mean, I'm on the Mac all the time. These haven't touched Windows for me. But if I put the file into Notion, it's a second out from the local file. And you can virtually guarantee it's a second out. So while it might be rounding up differently, it's quite bizarre. It doesn't seem to matter whether it's up or down. It always seems to be that 1 second more. I think it's locally. So unless when I upload it, it's rounding it down all the time, even if it's like 0.9, it rounds it down. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, it doesn't, but we will get there. Because everything now has got a title and it's got a time and it's got a date and it looks amazing. Amazing. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? Where are we? 296. Can I... I can't even squeeze that on unless I do this. So, no, we don't need to do that. Hang on. Let's make that a little bit smaller and see if we can go from 296, which is now out there. No, we can't. Oh, good grief. I have to make it smaller and smaller still. Right. So if we take that down to the bottom, there we go. So it'll be a bit tiny, but I will take it right down there. So let's take a screenshot of my notion. So, you know, I'm not lying, Tracy. It's actually done. And there's the durations and there's the dates. We'll include all of that and then get that picky up there. I've had to make this really tiny so you can see it. But talk about organised. How frightening is that? Right, there we go. Where's the link? Where's the chat gone? Bring the chat back to me. There we go. Right. A BBR. That'd be fun. What's a BBR? What did I say, Mike?
Brought on by a request.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? In the middle of it. Because I have lots of files for each Saturday night and I have to duplicate one that has the first half of Brooklands in it. It's got the whole of Marooned in it and the first half of Brooklands. And what I do is duplicate it and delete the first half of Brooklands. So if I have not deleted that properly, it'll be very interesting. But there you go. All the Maroons up until today. And you can see yesterday's was called Kim's Moonshot because Kim got Kim shot yesterday. And tomorrow, which isn't on there yet, is Renee's 1 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. This will not go by without notice. It won't. I think everybody might have seen this. But let me get my what were we talking about yesterday about the delivery. And the reason that the person who received the delivery didn't ping me back straight away was that Amazon had forgot. Words fail me. You had one job. Amazon forgot to put in the note with it. So it arrived, but they didn't know who'd sent it. Anyway, now they do. So I'm going to send this picky to Cloud App and then I can show you what I sent. Link has been copied. Good. Then it should appear over here at some point because I just love this little guy. Absolutely perfect. Couldn't have been more perfect. Couldn't the bear. Just perfect. I found about, 20 bears. And when I saw that one with his arm in a sling, I thought that's the one. That's the one. I hope he's got a name by now, but that's the one. Dear me. So, yeah, fun and games all round. Fun and games all round. But we're getting there, aren't we? We're getting there better than Boris is. Boris is just like, that date will do. It'll do. We'll see. We'll see. So let me know if you like the little bear. Oh, isn't he cute? I thought that was absolutely perfect. Are you grumbly again?
She is.
Are you grumbly? Oh, poor girl. It's warm in here, though, isn't it, Lola? Maybe you need some cool. Well, Daddy and I did discuss, air quotes, with bad words, FTPs. When I was explaining and you were out, Kim's like, oh, no, not again. Oh, that's what we said. We were far flowery with it, though. Isn't that bear adorable? Oh, glad she liked it anyway. I wonder if Elsa's got a pause on it yet. There you go. So shall we go and sort the FTP out?
Yes.
For the 50th time, hopefully one of the last times. Yes, I grumbled as well, Lola. You're quite right. We, of course, will be back with you tomorrow night for more fun and frolics from MacBytes headquarters. And we want to hear all about what you've been up to as well. So do let us know. Yes, grumbly, grumbly. Is that what you've been up to? Okay then, girl. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time.